Yeah, use them. I don't know. I think we call them dummies. You used to call them dummy eggs.
Made out of wood?
Chalked on it. Heavy old chalk.
Where do you keep your hens when you got them on eggs?
I mean, when you got them setting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we used to call it the setting room.
This was just part of the hen house?
Or? Yeah, a little room divided up. I mean, just like a room in a house, it was just a space room where we kept the feed and water for them. Mm-hmm. Then it had a nest where they'd get off and go right back to their nest. See?
Mm-hmm.
That way other hens wouldn't come in there and take over.
Mm-hmm. What other places did you have for your chickens?
You can have a loafing pen where a lot of people don't let the hens get out in the yard or all over the place. They have what they call a loafing pen, which is a wire pen fenced around their chicken house where they got there in the daytime, loaf and scratch.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a coop or a cook for them?
Yeah. We all did when we had an old hen wanting to break up and setting, and I'll put her in a setting hen coop, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Then back there, beyond that, well, when the people used to set their hens and hatch them, after an old hen hatched, they put her in a coop isolated from the rest of the chickens.
That was with her little chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you do up there at night and shut her up and let her out in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But since it got away from that, it went to the regular, more commercial deal where you go to town and buy your day old chicken, well, you got a regular brew house. You do with all that.
That's a pretty slick way to do it, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, you use it. Oh, there's a lot of ways now to raise them baby chicks. You got your regular heat lamps, automatic, where all you might have a deal about like the size of a tub. You got maybe four heat lamps and then you got a thermostat on. When it gets so cold, it might turn them all on and get a little warmer. They'll start turning them off one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty well organized how it works.
I imagine it takes a lot of the worry out.
Yeah. The only thing, it takes a lot of juice.
Yeah.
The old heat lamp burn it.
Boy, they do.
I made 350 watts.
Eh.
A piece.
Wouldn't it be fun to heat your house with it?
Yes, it would.
Somebody else pay the bill.
Yeah. Sure would.
When you cook a chicken, what do you call that part that has the bone like this in it?
I'm not made a pulley bone. Wishbone?
That's... Which one of those did you use when you were a kid?
They call it the pullet bone.
That's my wife's piece.
It is.
She gets that regularly.
That's a pretty good piece of chicken. When I was a kid, though, I couldn't eat it fast enough in order to get that bone out of there. So
make that wish.
Get somebody to pull it with. Yeah.
I used to like those pulley bones on a turkey when you get a good hole.
Oh, yeah, a big old sucker. Yeah.
Kids flying all over the house every which way when they pull one of these busts.
I see the one of the busts on whichever side had to tell his wish, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special term here for the insides of a calf that you can eat? Maybe part of the intestine that you can scrape? Or maybe a pig that you scrape the intestine and cook it?
All on the calf, you call it taller, that's a fat around the inside. You kind of take a little of that off, and then on your pig, you got your leaf fat. A lot of that. And then I guess, we never did it at home, but a lot of them did, and I guess some of them still do when they butcher their own pig. They'll take them intestines, a certain part of them, and clean them up, wash them up good, and then they'll. Got an outfit there and you stuff them right back full of ground meat. Now that's a regular